World Bank Vice President for Africa, Abiy Ezekwesili, says unless wealthy countries help quickly, the financial downturn spreading across the globe could ruin Africa's long spell of promising economic growth.
Remember that this continent, until a decade ago, was growing at negative rate of growth on the average. At most, it would grow at 2%. In the last decade or so, this same continent was growing at an average of 5.8%.
And Ezekwesili says the downturn is likely to dry up the important private sector investments that have seen huge advances in telecommunications infrastructure that have led Africa's impressive economic performance.
Once the enabling environment for the private sector to operate, deregulation happened in the telecom sector, the private sector turned up. And today they are really cleaning up. You know, they are really cleaning up big time. So it's evident that the market has, you know, been a source of a good outcome for the continent.
As Ezekwesili says, the World Bank is urging the United States and other wealthy countries not to turn inward at this time of economic uncertainty, but to start a vulnerability fund to ensure more resources are available to help African countries keep developing the infrastructure they need to sustain economic growth.
What we have seen is that with adequate infrastructure, productivity can improve by 40% on the continent. With adequate infrastructure, the continent can add 2% of growth to its current growth estimates.
As Ezekwesili says, it is important that market-oriented African countries receive help to ensure they don't abandon the reforms they've embraced, just as they were beginning to pull millions of people out of poverty. She says concerned African leaders should be reassured that, in her words, the idea that the market has failed is not right. Despite the atmosphere of uncertainty, they must continue policies that foster economic growth. Peter Heinlein, VOA News at the AU Summit in Addis Ababa.